Right. Did you know that 50% of the world's plastic goes into items that are only used once, and that every bit of plastic ever made still exists? Things like takeaway coffee cups, plastic straws, water bottles, shopping bags. They're all single-use, disposable items which would take thousands of years to break up in a permanent up into permanent pollution. It causes major damage to our ecosystems. And this month, there is a campaign going on, Plastic Free July. And we're going to talk right now to conservation biologist Alice Forrest. She's an activist and ex-mermaid. She lives in a troopie with her boyfriend, a vet from the Canary Islands, and they're currently residing in Exmouth, swimming with the whale sharks. Good afternoon, Alice.
Good afternoon. How are you going?
Really good. Thanks for joining us here at 2SER, all the way from Exmouth.
Thanks for having me.
How are the whale sharks at the moment?
Oh, pretty amazing. It's spectacular here at the moment. Humpback whales are coming through, the whale sharks, the mantas are going crazy. It's just magical.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, you call yourself an eco-warrior, but not an eco-warrior with an O, with an A. are you a little bit worried about our rate of plastic consumption in this this country and the world?
Definitely. Hugely concerned. In a lot of the impacts that plastic is having on our ocean, to our wildlife, and now even ultimately us. So it's reached the point where we are eating our own trash. The plastic is in our own food chain.
Really?
It's impacting, yeah, even people. So I'm definitely hugely concerned. But the reason I call myself a warrior with an A and not a warrior with an O is because I think that it's really an area we still have hope and we have a lot of solutions. We have all the solutions we need, in fact, and we can all really make a difference with this issue.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, I can understand why we might think, wow, have we gone too far? You know, all of the plastics that we've made still exist somewhere in this world. They haven't biodegraded at all. Shouldn't we really be worried about that?
Definitely. It's a huge problem, not just in terms of the resources that we're using. So oil, a non-renewable resource, to make items that we use for a few minutes. And then, as you say, they last forever. So things like plastic bags, which we use for an average of 12 minutes, will outlive us and our children's 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 children.
Yeah, right.
And often they end up in our oceans. Yeah. So some research I worked on a few years ago estimated that just in the top 10 centimetres of ocean, there's over 5 trillion pieces of plastic.
Wow.
So once that plastic gets in the ocean, it often just fractures into smaller and smaller pieces till they're smaller than plankton, and then they're just floating around in our world's oceans. So, yeah, we can't overstate the seriousness of this problem, really.
So this is what you're saying. Basically, there's so much plastic, and it's affecting marine life, of course, because they're ingesting this. But then we're ingesting marine life, so we're getting the plastic into us as well.
Yeah, exactly.
How have you seen it affect the marine life in some of the research you've done?
Well, it's kind of, there's the more obvious effects, like entanglement. So often you've probably seen pictures of, you know, the animals tangled in plastic bags or rope or marine debris or that infamous video of the turtle with its straw up its nose. So there are the really obvious impacts of the plastic. The area I work in is a bit more hidden, a bit more insidious, I like to say, and that's with the microplastics and specifically the ingestion of those plastics.
Right.
So once the plastic gets to a small level, whether breaking down of bigger pieces of plastic or actual plastic produced that small. So, for example, a lot of the exfoliating face washes or whitening toothpaste actually contain microbeads, so tiny plastic particles, which flush straight out to the ocean. So there's many ways it's getting in there. And then once it's in there, it's being eaten by pretty much everything. Research a couple of years ago found that humpback whales are filter feeding the plastics. Right now there's a lady studying manta rays in the Philippines that show that they filter as many as 40 plastic particles every hour while they're feeding on plankton, which is what the oceans used to be full of before we filled them up with plastic. So it's getting eaten, and then those plastics transfer harmful chemicals into the food chain. So the plastic in the ocean attracts harmful persistent organic pollutants, things like DDT and heavy metals like mercury. And there's also plastics that are made with harmful, potentially harmful toxins like flame retardants, phthalates, PBAs. So they are all ending up in the food chain, affecting animals and ultimately ourselves.
Far out. Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff. Why are we still doing this? Why are we still producing and using these single-use items when we know what the damage does?
I think that's a great question. I think it just comes down to convenience, basically, and what we've been taught to do by companies like Coca-Cola, which make huge profits from selling us those plastic bottles along with their soft drink. So it's really kind of behavior that we've been taught and come to accept without stopping to question it. And I think now we've reached the point where it's really coming back to bite us, and we're being forced to stop and say, okay, why are we designing things that last forever out of a material that lasts forever that we use for a few minutes?
Yeah.
And so it's really reached that critical point. But I think the reason people continue is often they aren't aware of how big the problem is, and they also aren't aware of how easy the solutions are. So things like plastic bags, just bringing your own bag to the supermarket will already make a huge difference. We have reusable coffee cups instead of just that single-use plastic-lined cup, or even just changing the way that we live slightly. So maybe we shouldn't be rushing around so much that we don't have time to sit and enjoy a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So it's basically just, yeah, this convenience, fast-paced culture really goes hand in hand with single-use plastic consumption, but it's something that I think we can easily shift away from. Look at our grandparents. They didn't have this dependence on all these single-use items.
Well, that's right. We just need to go back a generation or two.
Exactly.
And back to how they lived. Now, there's a great campaign going on this month called Plastic Free July, and it's basically challenging people to make the right choices when they come to single-use plastic. There's a really great list on the website, plasticfreejuly.org. Even simple things like bringing your own takeaway cups, but also takeaway containers. If you're going to the takeaway to get some Thai, maybe just get an old container you've already used, or maybe even just a bowl, and they can put it in there. What other sort of really cool, interesting ideas would you have?
Oh, there are so many things. That's what I love about plastic pollution, even though it's a horrible topic.
Yeah.
There are so many incredible solutions that people have come up with, from things like at the supermarket, instead of using those plastic bags, the mushroom bags will be your new best friend. I put everything in the paper mushroom bag.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. It's a paper bag.
Yeah, so simple. Coffee cups. I met a friend the other day, and she literally had a glass jar in a stubby cooler. And that's her coffee cup, and it keeps it hot. You put the jar on, and you can take it in the car. So creative and so clever.
Yep.
nice. So there's a million different solutions, from things as energy-intensive as boomerang bags, so joining a community group and dedicating your time and energy to sewing reusable bags, or as simple as just finding, we all probably have enough stuff lying around our house that we can find reusable bags and reusable containers and cups to put things in. You know, like a lot of these things are items that we already have. We just have to get in the habits to start using them. And Plastic Free July is a great way to do that. Even just to start looking at your plastic consumption and thinking about it just plants that seed. But even you can, it can be as simple as saying no to the big four, so the bottles and cups and bags and straws. And just by cutting those out for the month, you really open your eyes to how much plastic you use every day and how unnecessary it is.
That's it, straws. Who really needs a straw anyway? I mean, they always
exactly.
give them to you. Like, well, just drink it out of the glass. You don't need a straw.
Yeah, exactly. When did we become incapable of just tipping a glass? It's crazy. It's just like I say, it's just those learned behaviours where we think we need a straw. And really, if you think about it, it's crazy.
That's it. That's it. Well, some really great ideas on the website, and you've given me a whole bunch of good ones. Plasticfreejuly.org. Jump on there and check it out and just make a difference this month. And then once you do it for a month, then you can just do it forever. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for joining us and spending, you know, taking your time out from the whale sharks to chat to us on 2SER.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me and for getting the word out there about Plastic Free July and how easy it is to make a difference.
Definitely. We are always trying to do that and trying to make a little bit of a difference, whatever we can do. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Cheers.
Bye.
That was Alice Forrest, conservation biologist, and we're really trying to promote Plastic Free July here. More info, check out the website, plasticfreejuly.org. You can also check out Alice's website for heaps of tips on how to protect the planet. And you can watch some of her amazing adventures as well. That's aliceforrest.com. That's FORREST.